Hi, everyone. My name is Erin Perkins, and I attend Before Church. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture, reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. Let's take some time to enter into God's presence and settle our hearts. Spend the next few minutes simply listening to the music as it plays. If there are any worries of your day that are weighing heavy on you, offer those things to God and let Him hold them as you spend this time in His presence.
Your presence, it's your presence.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 53. We will be reading from the NIV. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good." God looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Everyone has turned away. All have been corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on God. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread where there was nothing to dread. God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame, for God despised them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Let's take a few moments and reflect. What do you think the psalm is saying? What is the psalmist asking for? What is his hope? All of us have turned away at one point or another. We all have times where we just don't understand. It's part of being human in a fallen world. The second thing I notice is that God promises that he will restore his people. It is not a matter of if he will do this, but when. Because we know that day of restoration is coming, we don't need to live overwhelmed with dread of our circumstances, or shame or frustration from our faults or the faults of others. Instead, we can live in hope that God will restore and rescue all of us. Justice will be done. Things will be set right. And his grace covers every single one of us while we wait. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. Our God is a God who restores. Take a moment and thank God for the ways that you have seen him restore things, either in your own life or in the lives of others. Do you ever feel a sense of hopelessness when you look at the evil in the world around us? Spend a moment, like the psalmist did, sharing your frustration with him. If there is any person or situation that you know that needs God's restoration, present this person or situation to him now. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode of our weekly liturgy podcast. If you subscribe, you'll also get our weekly teachings on Mondays and our conversational podcast on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.